Hello, I'm Mario Taniguzzi, Managing Editor of Canada's podcast, Taking Care of Business Today with Ben McCabe, who is a personal finance expert and CEO founder of Bloom Finance. Thanks for joining us today, Ben.
Thanks a lot, Mario. It's great to be with you.
All right, I want to talk about some recent survey results you guys have put out and some of the results on those surveys. 67% of Canadians 55 plus are concerned that their savings are not enough for retirement. Is that a surprisingly high number? What do you think of that number?
I wish I could say that it was surprising, Mario, but the fact is that we talk to 55 plus Canadians every single day. And so we're really hearing, you know, their pain points, you know, front and center. We're having these conversations all the time. And so, you know, it's not that surprising. You know, as we kind of look at what the situation is like for retirees and near retirees in Canada today, we like to think of a three-legged stool of the Canadian retirement platform, right? So you've got government benefits, you've got, you know, maybe a private pension, and you've got savings and investments. You know, government benefits are just enough to get by, really just to, you know, to scrape by the bare minimum. You know, the reality is, unfortunately, most people don't have a good defined benefit pension plan anymore. And as the results of the Angus Reid survey showed, you know, Canadians are just not saving enough to live comfortably, to be able to sustain their standard of living through their full retirement. And I think that's gotten even worse in the context of, you know, the rising price environment we're in right now.
Yeah, I guess that's the key, right? Is that all the costs of living, you know, whatever they may be, are much higher now than they were even a couple of years ago. So, so if you were like 50-ish a couple of years ago and thinking, "Oh, this is going to be good," now you're 55, it ain't that good, right?
Well, nobody planned for this, right? I mean, we've been in a low inflation economy for a long time, and I think people rightfully planned, you know, that was going to continue. They weren't expecting the cost of, you know, the basic staples of living, right? Their groceries to go up by 10-20%, which is the reality over the last couple of years. And, you know, if they're living on CPP and OAS, is their, sorry, Canada Pension Plan income and old age security as, you know, some of their principal sources of income, you know, those are not just frankly, just not indexing fast enough to the rising cost of living. And so it's posing some real challenges.
Yeah. Now, you know, amidst those challenges, they're looking at different things to do. And one of the things I found interesting was that nearly half are taking on part-time work. You see that as a growing trend out there?
Yeah, I think that, you know, maybe actually was perhaps a surprise out of the data that the number was that high. But, you know, that's absolutely what we're seeing. We're seeing around 50% of 55 plus Canadians are actively thinking about taking on, you know, part-time work to manage those rising costs of living. Because like I said, even if they had a good plan that worked in yesterday's price environment, it doesn't work in today's price environment. And so they're having to make adaptations. And that's certainly for a lot, you know, certainly of our clients at Bloom, you know, that we speak to, it's not really the retirement that they had, you know, envisioned when they were planning for and getting ready for their retirement.
Yeah. One of the things that I found intriguing was the low number that were not considering downsizing. Why is that?
Mario, people love their homes, right? People, yeah. You know, bought their homes a long time ago. They're comfortable in their homes. Their homes are probably located close to family and friends, their communities. Yeah. And the reality is that downsizing, it can be an option for certain people. If you live in a very, very large home and you can perhaps find a smaller home that's considerably less expensive, you know, in your area, if you have that luxury, then perhaps that's a solution. But for a lot of people, that's just not a viable solution because, you know, where the costs of rents are today, you know, if that's the avenue that they chose to do, you know, there's also been a pretty significant elevation in the cost of, you know, call it, you know, bottom quartile housing as well, right? So like that gap between an expensive house and a less expensive house is a lot narrower than it used to be. So it's you know, when you combine that with the fact that people love their homes and they want to be stay with close, yeah, you know, close to friends and family, you know, it's just not a viable option for everybody.
Okay. Now, Ben, when you take all everything into consideration of all the challenges and the financial picture for retirees, now you folks have come up with a solution. Maybe describe what that is and why.
Yeah, I mean, so I think that alongside the challenges that seniors are facing is another fact, and that is that 75% of Canadian seniors own their homes, right? And by the time you're 65, 7 years old, there's a good chance that you've paid down most or all of your mortgage. So 86% of senior homeowners don't have a mortgage balance. The average home price in Canada has risen dramatically over the last 30, 40 years, right? And most, 55 plus homeowners have been in the market for a long time. So they've benefited from that rise, in home values. And so I think what our clients, have been very clear that they tell us that they need is they need a means of accessing that wealth, but they don't need $300,000 of, of their home value dropped into their bank account today. That's not what they're looking for. They need to bridge the gap between what their current income is and what their income would need to be in order to live more comfortably in retirement. So that's why we've introduced the Bloom Home Equity Prepaid MasterCard. And what this is, it's a payment tool. So, it enables people to go and purchase things, the same way they would with any other card, right? In store, online. But the really unique thing about it is that they don't need to pay a bill at the end of the month. It taps into their home equity, and they don't need to pay us back until they pass away or until they choose to sell their home at some point in the future.
How did this come about, the idea?
Yeah, I mean, I think that we've been offering home equity release solutions in Canada. We've been around since 2019, and some of the more lump sum solutions that we've offered in the past have a lot of utility for people that have a really large use of proceeds. Perhaps it's exhausting an existing mortgage that they can no longer afford to make the payment on. Maybe they want to give a large, a living inheritance to their loved ones. So there are reasons why somebody would need that large lump sum, but a lot of clients just come and tell us that, I don't need all that money. I just need a little bit every month. I just need a little bit of extra spending power to live a little bit more comfortably, to be able to buy the groceries that I want to buy, to be able to buy my children, my grandchildren gifts at Christmas. That's the kind of message that we're getting. And so we, introduced a product that would address that.
Oh, okay, then you think a lot more Canadians today are more willing, I guess, to tap into their home equity.
I think attitudes are changing, Mario, as people realize the reality that, just the largest single asset that so many retired and retiring Canadians have, is their home. And the idea that this, on average, $700,000 asset be left completely out of the retirement equation, I think people are realizing, especially in the light of rising cost of living, that that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But what they need is a means of accessing that equity responsibly and sustainably and securely. Right. And so with the Bloom prepaid MasterCard, that's what we're, providing them the ability to do.
All right, super. Well, thanks, Ben, for joining us today.
Thanks a lot, Mary. It was great to be with you.
All right, that was Ben McCabe, who is a personal finance expert and a CEO founder of Bloom Finance. I'm Mario Taniguzzi, managing editor of Canada's podcast, Taking Care of Business Today. Thanks for joining us.